In 1978, several volunteer marine search and rescue groups joined forces to create a province-wide not-for-profit association dedicated to saving lives on the water. Nearly five decades later, the Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue now counts more than 30 marine rescue stations along BC's coastline, from Vancouver's busy harbour to the remote waters of the North Coast. Operating in some of the world's most challenging environments, covering nearly 30,000 square kilometers of coastline, the organization has over 900 professionally trained volunteers, providing 24/7 year-round marine emergency response at a moment's notice. One of these branches can be found at the Oak Bay Marina. Now led by station leader Eddie Halloran, this operation started in a small room at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. More than three decades later, the team now has 42 members in its ranks. The team's two-vessel fleet, each equipped with cutting-edge technology such as GPS and a 12-kilowatt radar capable of mapping the ocean within a 30-kilometer radius with meter-level precision, keeps the rescue teams well-prepared to handle any emergencies that may arise. Working alongside the Coast Guard, police forces, and land-based search and rescue teams, the Marine Rescue Unit is prepared to launch into action the moment a call comes in, said Halloran. From assisting drifting kayakers to overconfident swimmers attempting to front-crawl their way to Mary Todd Island from Oak Bay's Willows Beach, and helping people with medical emergencies, every call keeps the rescue teams on their toes. Our main goal is saving lives on the water, but our tasks can range from picking up a derelict vessel that has drifted out into the channel and is a hazard, to saving someone's life by pulling them out of the water, said Halloran. One of Greater Victoria's busiest stations, the Oak Bay branch handled 24 of the region's 83 calls last year, accounting for nearly 30% of all calls. Still, the rescuers gladly respond to every call. We run into this a lot where people are afraid to call because they don't think it's serious enough or that it might cost money, and when they do they don't know who to call, said crew member Jonathan Horvaton. The short answer is if you think you need to call, call. A quick call to the police or the Oak Bay Station, 1-800-567-5111, is all it takes to save one's life, added Horvaton. If you have cell coverage, the right choice is always 911. They will triage your emergency to the relevant responders. If there's no cell service, a Mayday call on a VHF channel 16 is the next best option. Acting fast is also essential. If you're in danger, call the rescue team right away as every second counts. Due to how cold the water is here all year round, you've got 1 minute to get your breath under control, about 10 minutes of useful paddling to get yourself back to shore, and then, after 1 hour, your chances of surviving are getting pretty small, he said. When adventuring on the water, regardless of your experience level or age, you should always wear the basic safety equipment, stressed Halloran. Wear a life jacket, it will save your life. It adds a bit of warmth to your body, and it'll keep you afloat. The important thing to remember is you need to get help as soon as you're in the waters. Carrying extra gear like a whistle or waterproof flashlight can help the rescue team locate you more quickly. In the end, Halloran reiterated that there's no shame in reaching out to the rescue team, assuring that no call will ever be seen as a nuisance. We're honored to be part of and to serve this community, said Halloran. So if there's anything we can do to help, give us a call. Don't be afraid to call if you need assistance. It doesn't matter how big or small it is, this is what we train for. We get a great kick out of it and we enjoy the work that we do. For more information about the Oak Bay Marine Rescue or to donate, visit obsr.ca.